You're listening to Fine Music Radio, and this is Rodney Trudgeon welcoming you to this week's edition of People of Note. And it's ballet today because Cape Ballet Africa, in association with and generous philanthropic investment from the Embassy of Spain in Pretoria and the Spanish Consulate in Cape Town, are presenting Breath Words, which will be performed here at Artscape beginning this week, the 25th of March to the 27th of March. It features two choreographies by Dutch and Spanish creators, respectively, presented alongside an expanded version of South African choreographer Kirsten Eisenberg's Reverie, an ethereal work set to Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. And then, importantly, the program is completed by Nacho Duarte's Remanso, a project made possible with the invaluable support of the Embassy of Spain. And Nacho is with me here in the studio. And Nacho, a warm welcome to Cape Town and to Fine Music Radio.
Thank you very much.
You say this is your first visit to Cape Town.
Yes, my first visit. I wanted to come for a long time.
Oh.
I've sent my work, I think, all over the world, but I didn't come to Cape Town, to South Africa.
Have you not been to South Africa at all?
At all.
Not even Johannesburg or Durban?
No. I have been in Sierra Leone, Somalia. I have a foundation in Chad. I've been in Burkina Faso, Conakry. I've been in Agadir, in Casablanca, Marrakech.
Wow, all of that. Just Tunisia, all of the Africa.
But not South Africa.
Well, welcome to South Africa.
I love it. I absolutely adore it.
Have you fallen in love yet in Cape Town? With Cape Town, I should say.
And with the people of Cape Town. You know, it reminds me a little bit of my city, although this is bigger. Yeah? Africa and America, which is everything is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Valencia in the Mediterranean. You have also the sea. Then you have where you plant, you know, your trees and your vegetables and your fruits, and then you have the mountains. Mm-hmm. So you can have, in the winter, you can ski in the mountain and then swim in the sea. So it has something similar, which is fantastic. It's never too hot, never too cold.
Well, that's interesting because it's never too cold because we don't get snow up on the mountains.
But I notice that when I go through the beach in Valencia, where it was everybody's in the water, but here nobody's in the water. It must be very cold. No?
Yes. But it gets very hot here as well, yes, as you've experienced, I think. Because you've been here for a couple of weeks now, haven't you?
A couple of weeks, yes.
Working.
It's not too hot. You always get the breeze from the sea.
Yes, that is true.
I've been always living in a place where I open my window and I see water. I was born in the year of the flood in Valencia. I was born in 57, and there was a huge flood. My father had to go to fetch for food in a boat, and the water went up to me. We lived in front of the river. The water climbed up to the second floor.
Wow.
So maybe the water, that's why it's always in my life. And I lived in Holland in front of a canal. I lived in Russia now in front of the Neva River. I lived in an island in Stockholm. So, yeah, in New York in front of the Hampton River. So the water is now water and wine.
And here there's certainly a lot of wine about in Cape
Town. Beautiful wine.
Have you had a chance to see the wine farms out here?
I went to the Constanza
Constantia,
wine.
Yes,
Constanza,
yes.
Wine. Beautiful, beautiful view, beautiful wine. Very good wine.
Mm-hmm. Good. And how did you come to be invited here? Because Cape Ballet Africa is relatively a new company here, and this is a nice, major, big production that they're doing.
You know, I started my first ballet, I was 83, and I started making a piece because The Hague, I was dancing with Miri Killian, a very small city next to the sea again, Scheveningen. Next to the sea, I used to walk late at night, and I love the sea when it is with lots of waves, because Mediterranean is the opposite, it's very calm. And I was so bored, I said, I'm going to stay in the theater in the night and make a ballet with my friends. And I did a ballet with music from Maria del Mar Bonet, which we later will hear her voice. And I showed it to the Giri Killian, the director, and some of my friends, and he was like, but this is incredible, and you have to do this. And I was like, he must be joking, this is a stupid thing I did. But no, I presented in several places, I got prizes, and then started to choreograph. You know, I have never sent a in those times there were no videos, no internet, no media. So I don't know how come this ballet became so famous. So I set it all over the world, really. Mm-hmm. And Yiri got me into the company as a house choreographer. And since then, I've been making two ballets a year. So I never sent propositions and I never asked for a job. I never sent letters with my ballets. Here, you have a ballet if you want. People have been always calling me. I'm very
really
lucky.
Yeah. Very lucky.
Well, not me, my assistant. He's sitting. Oh, they called us again from I don't know where. They called us from New York. They called us from Romania. I just came from Stuttgart. Then I go to Mallorca. After that, I go to Rome. Later, I go to Buenos Aires and then to Prague.
Are these ballets, are they all ballets that you have created, like the one you're doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Just let me get this right. Now, were you a dancer ever, or did you go straight into choreography?
Yes, I was a dancer, and I stopped when I was 53. When I left Spain after being directed there for 20 years, the National Ballet of Spain, I left to Russia. I wanted to go to the furthest place possible or the most strange place possible because I could. They offered me Canada, they offered me Philadelphia and Ballet de Lyon in France, but I said, no, I want to go far away.
Somewhere exotic.
A place I don't know the language and the cradle of ballet. I am now the artistic director of the Mikhailovsky Theater in St. Petersburg.
Okay. And so the change from to dance to 53 is quite late in life, isn't it?
Late,
still to
yeah.
be dancing.
Oh, God, I wish I wouldn't have done it because you see, people in Russia, they love dance and people know me very much there. So the director said, you should dance because people want to see you dance. I said, but I stopped 5 years ago and I am old, you know. Okay, I tried to put myself in shape. I did 20 performances. And the last performance, they had to carry me almost in a bed back to the hotel. But I enjoyed it very much.
Okay.
Of course, I was not as good as before, but people wanted to see natural dancing. You know, it's like when we see Alicia Alonso or Maya Plisetskaya, they dance until they were 70. Nureyev, 65. I knew three of them very well, Nureyev especially. And when you see them, you're not watching really their dance. When you watch the mito and its story and the character. Because dance is not only about being young and virtuoso, but dance is also knowing how to be on stage, to have this knowledge.
And to, as you say, to be a character.
This is the paradox of ballet and dance. The more you know about your profession because you are on stage for so long, the more your body gets old and deteriorates and you have to stop.
Okay.
So the best thing is to stop when you still look good and give everything you have to younger dancers.
Yeah, fair enough. Nacho, I'm interested in your music selection.
Mm-hmm.
What is your first piece that you've chosen for us?
Well, you see, I am a frustrated musician.
Oh, really?
I don't, the other day they said, oh, if you would be born again, would you be Nacho Duato with success and be a dancer? I said, no, I would like to be a soprano. Not even a tenor, a soprano.
Oh.
I want to be, not Maria Callas, I like Montserrat Caballé. I like Jesse Norman. I like all these sopranos dancing Strauss. I mean, singing Strauss.
Yes, Richard Strauss.
And if it's possible, big woman, fat woman. I could have chocolate before going on to performing on stage.
You're saying all the wrong
because
things.
Because I've been having to do a lot of cutting in food as a dancer. No, I started with piano, but I was very nervous. The teacher said to my mother, well, I can't teach Nacho. He's very gifted, but he's always moving and come here to the piano and he cannot do all these scales. So I found dance and I said, well, how beautiful. You have music and you have exercise, get tired, and then at night at least I can sleep, you know, because I would be always very
without hysterical. Being nervous.
So
yes.
I am a frustrated musician. That's why I respect a lot of music. People say that I am a very musical choreographer. Now I'm doing all the classics, and I am also into opera. I just did Carmen, and 2 months ago I premiered the most beautiful opera, I believe, which is Onegin from Tchaikovsky.
Mm-hmm. You produced, you directed it.
I directed, yeah.
You directed. Oh, so that's another
I direct, not as a choreographer, only with singers. Huh?
Right,
they are
right.
Very special people, too.
Right. So your first choice is Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto.
Yeah, I love it. And I listen many times. You know, in Russia, my theater, Mikhailovsky, is in the art square. You have the statue of Pushkin. Behind you have the Palace of Mikhail, which is now the Russian Museum. Here you have the Philharmonica. Here you have a gallery, which was the house where Pavlova lived. A little lower is where Shostakovich premiered. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In which place I live. Every time I walk through those steps and I can imagine Shostakovich walking. I met Shostakovich's daughter. He's the same as him, but only that she's a woman with glasses and a skirt. But it's like Shostakovich, the same face. And it's beautiful. And then you have the Hermitage in 10 minutes. So I don't know what we were talking about, but I choose the art. So I go a lot to the Philharmonia.
Okay.
And like Mendelssohn, you know why? A friend of mine played it last time. He is a boyfriend of my secretary. Because it starts right away.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Tum, 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 tari,
the da, theme da, da,
there is no, I love it. It's like with Martha Argerich, she comes and plays some concerto. Some of them, they go like this, and they and she comes. I love that. You know that. You know, she's
play. Let's hear the opening of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. Thank you. That's part of the opening of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, the soloist Hilary Hahn, and the first choice of my guest on People of Note here on Fine Music Radio this week, Nacho Duarte, who's in Cape Town to choreograph a work for Cape Ballet Africa called Arimanzo. And we're discovering all about Nacho. And also, as you said while we were listening to that, Nacho, your love of music, that you find music something very special in this world.
Yeah. I think I compare it to photosynthesis. You know, the photosynthesis is a miracle. I don't understand how luminic energy transforms into life, transforms things by light.
Yes.
Into green and into
this world. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I don't think I believe in God. I don't believe in God, in something, life after death. I am atheist. But when I listen to music, I do believe. I think there is something else much more than this life, because I think music transforms the human soul into something so enlightened and so immortal and so much than just flesh and blood, you know what I mean?
I
can explain, you know.
Beautifully said,
And that is unbelievable. I can't understand why this happens to me.
Do you play a musical instrument?
I do piano.
You do piano, okay.
Yeah.
You know, when you said you were 53 when you decided to give up dancing and go into choreography, did choreography always appeal to you to become a choreographer? Because that's a very, very specialized art form.
I just wanted to dance, but because I started choreographing and I had success, they made me choreograph. I became at 27 house choreographer, and I was first dancer. So I was, you know, I was in Amsterdam 9 years, and I never went to a discotheque or to a movie or to smoke, nothing, because I had no time. You know, Amsterdam, marijuana.
Yes, of course, of course.
9 years working. Then they called me to direct the Spanish company. I was 20 years director of the National Ballet. I didn't want to be a director. Not at all.
So you've been pulled into directions.
Yeah, they just tell me, I didn't want to do classicals, and now I've done all of, now they call me in Russia the Petit Pas of the 21st century, because I've done La Bayadere, I've done Rousseau, I've done Sleeping Beauty, I've done Don Quixote, I've done Bayaderka, I've done Salkunchek, I've done all of it. And now I do opera. And I don't want to do opera. Actually, I used to get quite bored going to opera, not listening. Listening I like. But I don't like when they change opera so much. You know, the other day I went to see Rosalka in Vienna, and the siren, when she's singing the Song of the Moon, we will hear later, the prince comes naked on stage listening to the aria. Why do they do these things? And the bell was not so attractive. I mean, this poor soprano singing, dee-dee-do-dee-do, and the prince naked. I hate this.
I mean, I know what you mean, because
things have to evolve. But if you do something so different, then produce new music and do another story. You know, how easy it is to take something and break it apart. You know?
I'm a great fan of Wagner. When I'm in Berlin,
I miss Wagner there.
Yes, when I have been in Berlin to go and see some Wagner operas, including Bayreuth. They do the strangest things.
Yeah, so they love,
and it distracts you.
They love lots of leather and whips and, and high heels and all these things.
It's
true or not?
Very strange.
Because I directed 5 years at Staatsballet together with Barenboim.
Oh.
Yeah. He and I, we didn't get along very well, but he's Argentinian and I'm Spanish, so we talk about it. I think it's because he's very small and I'm very tall.
Yes. And he apparently is quite difficult, Daniel Barenboim. He's even known to be difficult with orchestras. He's got a bit of a mood.
You know, in Paris, we had to close the curtain because he doesn't look at the dancers. In the Manege from Prince Albrecht, he couldn't follow the music.
Right.
But Russian composers love to play for music. For example, Gergiev.
Yes, Valery Gergiev.
They just gave me a prize together with Gergiev in the Hermitage, in the Salon of the Tsars and all of this. And I was very embarrassed because Gergiev is God and I am nobody.
That's clearly not true.
No, I am. But I tell you something too much. Well, and I said to him, I am so sorry, you have to take this prize with me. If you want, I just won't speak one word. He was, no. But I know he was a bit surprised.
Do you like him as a conductor of ballet
Fantastic.
Music? Really?
And for ballet, for dance, he prefers opera, of course. Mm-hmm. The problem is he works too much. He travels in his private plane everywhere. And sometimes that happens that he doesn't rehearse, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's amazing. He's unbelievable. He's sacre.
But what about your interest in opera? You said you prefer to listen to it, but you're directing as well.
I'd like to direct now that I started to direct, because they are more normal people than dancers. Dancers are a little bit more strange. It's more difficult to do a ballet than an opera. I did, for example, the solo from Lenski. Kuda, kuda,
It's glorious music.
But then Lenski can walk for 5 minutes. What can you, so in one day I have 5 minutes done.
Yes.
But with ballet is every step, you know, it's very difficult ballet.
Apparently, not all conductors are good in ballet. Some of them just don't have the flexibility.
They have to come to our rehearsals. They have to know a little bit of vocabulary. But in Russia, they do. You know, Russia is the only place in the world where they give golden mask, especially to ballet directors.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That is very interesting. You know, Nacho, you were talking about Rusalka just now. Mm-hmm. And I see, as you said, you've chosen that very famous aria that everybody loves, the Song to the Moon. And of course, people who know it, it comes in the opera so early.
Yeah.
And then nothing else is well known.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
But that's what you've chosen as your next piece.
Mm. Because I met Lucia Pop many years ago in Stuttgart. And I think, of course, Svarskov is fantastic too. Mm-hmm. But also Gundula Janowicz.
Oh, yes.
Less, but also. They are all good. Fantastic.
Yes.
Fleming and these people, I think it's in another category. But Lucia Pop, to me, it's very natural.
Okay, so here she is singing the Song to the Moon.
I sing it. I hear it almost every week at night just to dream.
the beautiful voice of Lucia Pop singing that most beautiful aria known as The Song to the Moon from Rusalka by Dvorak. And it was the second choice of my guest on People of Note this week, the choreographer Nacho Duarto, whose ballet Romanzo is being performed as part of a new production by Cape Ballet Africa here at Artscape, opening on the 25th this coming week. What I wanted to ask you, they say in your biog, in the things I've read about you, they speak about your evocation of lyricism, musicality, and expressive movement in your choreography. The musical thing obviously makes sense to me because you love music so much. But do you agree with those compliments to you? Lyricism, musicality, expressive movements.
Well, this is dance, no?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's an easy answer.
How clever they are.
Okay.
All my inspiration, my source of inspiration comes always from music. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have an idea and then I go and I look for a composer. But he does, from the scratch, new music. I order new music.
Oh, you commission it.
Yeah, I don't like to look for music like one goes to look for a pair of shoes, you know. Many people, I don't like that. I'd rather have the music looking for me, you know. When I feel myself withdrawn all the time to, for example, to Bach, then I was all for a year listening to Bach and Bach, and then I said, I have to make a ballet about Bach. So I made a ballet and I used many things from Bach, and I did it with Jordi Savall and his orchestra, Esperion 20.
We're going to hear something of that in a moment.
But, you know, critics, some of them don't have a clue what they are watching, and then they want to talk to you. Can you tell me what the ballet is about?
Yes.
I said, no, you have to find out. Are you a critic?
No, I'm not. No, no.
Music critic is different.
Yes.
Ballet critic is very... I'm not
a critic. But can I say something to you? Can I make a confession? I'm not a ballet expert. When I go and see ballet, I very often battle to understand what's going on in the choreography. So I'm not a ballet expert.
I'm not a ballet expert either, I think.
No, of course you are. Choreographer.
It's better not to be a ballet expert because you can enjoy better. I know so much. The curtain goes up and I'm like, oh my God, this is about that one. And then I don't go.
Yes.
At the end, I don't.
Yes.
You know, I never watch a ballet that I did. I do when I have to premiere again. But I never watch a ballet at home or review it or I never change a ballet. I just do it. And
are you ever asked to choreograph the famous ballets, the Tchaikovsky ballets, Prokofiev?
Did Romeo and Juliet, Prokofiev. Now I'm doing Raimonda from Glazunov. Because I was in Russia and the general director asked me to do Sleeping Beauty and I said yes. You know, most of the best work of art in the world are all commissions by the Medicis, for example. I mean, before the painters, they just didn't paint what they wanted. They paint the king, the queen, the royal family or the cathedral. A cathedral was made the way the king wanted to be made. So I liked some choreographers. They feel, what do you mean I have to do now Sleeping Beauty? I'm not inspired. Well, I make myself inspired because if I work for the theater and the general director asks me to do it, I do it.
Do you do
like a cook? You know, we want potatoes with cheese, and I do it. There's no problem.
You're making it sound so easy.
I know it's not easy.
But you come to something like the Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, one of the most difficult classical ballets.
Really,
my first one. I was so all full of like blisters in my face because I was so nervous.
Why is it difficult?
And in Russia, because I was the first choreographer after 103 years that had made a classical ballet in Russia after Fetipa. And on top of it, Spanish. Flamenco, you know.
Yes.
It's like an Eskimo comes to Madrid and starts to do a bullfight, you know, something like that. So I was very nervous, but they liked it very much. So I've done all of the classics. I've done, as I tell you, they call me the Marius Petipa of the 21st century, which is very funny. But because Russians are very kind people and very, they love ballet and they love the arts. Something very tender about them because, well, in the rest of the world, they see them like some horrible creatures, you know, because of the war and all of this. But these people, they have something that touches me a lot. They still believe in art. They still believe that music can change their lives, and they believe in poetry. The best poets. I go to the house of Akhmatova, Mandelstam, Turgenev, Lermontov, in his house of Pushkin, Marina Svetsyayeva, all of these around my hotel where I am.
Yeah.
When they have, for example, birthdays, each one has to drink a little bit of vodka. Sometimes I drink too much. And they talk very well. They are very well They talk very, very well. Yeah. Even smaller children. Yes. It's incredible.
How many languages do you speak?
Actually? Six.
Six, including Russian.
Russia, I understand, and I can talk in the streets, but if in a television, no. And okay. I have an interpreter. Okay.
Now, you mentioned Savalli just now, and we mentioned Bach as well, that you set some music of Bach to ballet. So what are we going to hear now from the Art of the
Fugue? I made this ballet, which is called Multiplicity, Forms of Silence and Emptiness. It's in two acts. And at the end of the ballet, you know that the L'Arte della Fuga wasn't completed because actually, literally, Bach died writing it. Writing, he died. And then some people have completed, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jordi plays it exactly when he dropped the pen. Eh? And I do the same. And there is the end of the ballet.
That's part of the Art of the Fugue by Bach with Jordi Savall directing the orchestra there. And another choice of my guest on People of Note here on Fine Music Radio this week, the choreographer from Spain, Nacho Duato, who's in town for Breath Words, which is opening this week with Cape Ballet Africa. And we haven't spoken yet, Nacho, about the work you're doing called Remanso that you're doing for us. And I see it's an all-male, is it an all-male
It's a trio for three men, yes. I made it in American Ballet Theatre in 1997, No, it was not the Metropole. It was the City Center in New York, together with Twyla Tharp, Mark Morris, and Jerome Robbins. And that was one of the pieces. And for that, I used music by Granados. He was from Catalunya, Catalan. Also, I used, to get inspired by, some verses from García Lorca. And it's verses that is called Remanso. And Remanso, the liter is like a have or like backwater or something. Backwater, I don't like the word so much. But I use this poem just to get inspired. I can read it to you in English if you want, very fast. It's only three. It's very short.
Okay, let's do that. Because
so in English, they don't translate. They put the Spanish word, remanso. So they say, the remanso of air under the branch of echo, the remanso of water under a front of stars, the remanso of your mouth under a thicket of kisses. So it's very nice little...
Also slightly erotic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for me is, before puberty, what you... Three men playing in the street, three boys discovering things,
yes,
and they play with a rose, they hang like this, but with any malicia, just to play, and it's something like that.
Why did you choose three men to depict this?
Because I wanted to work with these three dancers, in they are the best dancers. It was Malakoff, Richardson, and Maynard, three principal dancers from New York, from American Ballet Theatre. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Also, maybe because Lorca was gay, and Remanso, when he's thinking of thicken of kisses, I don't think he's thinking in a gitana de Andalucía.
Right, okay.
And you know he was killed in the Civil War, so I dedicated to him.
Okay.
We still don't know where his body is, and he's a very loved poet and a very loved person in our country.
Oh, so they still don't know where his body is?
They don't know still where is the body.
Wow. It's a bit, that adds to the tragedy,
to
doesn't
the tragedy,
it?
Yeah.
Indeed. And so that's what we are seeing, Remanso, as part of this show that Cape Ballet Africa are putting on. And someone told me that you worked with Alvin Ailey. And was it true that he had an all-black company and you were the only white person?
They were all black. Their technique was more jazz and Horton. And I was in New York. And I said to my friends, I went to the audition for this company. I said, but it's all black. It's Judy Jameson and it's Donna Woods and Alvin Ailey. And they play Rain in the Water. I said, I don't care. I go to the audition. So all black people, like 150 men like this. And they're big. And I arrived and I did the audition and Alvin Ailey said, thank you very much, everybody, except you. What is your name, Nacho? Oh, come over here. And everybody started to scream, but he's white. How can he dance here?
Why did he choose you? I mean,
because he lied by dancing. Well, I was a good dancer. He liked very much loose people, and I had lots of very elastic, big jumps and things.
Okay.
And he thought, why not? I want to get a white. There was another guy, Vietnamita. So he was not really white. Was a bit more like olive, like this, black hair. So, but I was blonde, blue eye. Completely looked like a, you know.
But that must have stuck out in the company
so
much.
That was hard, and I got sometimes not good feelings from the others, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially in the dressing rooms. I had to hide myself.
But, I mean, and also when you were a young man, you say now you traveled a lot, but when you were a young man, when you were dancing, you traveled
a lot too,
major companies and worked with major people.
Yes, everybody. I'm very happy. Well, I started in London with Madame Rambert, Mercury Theatre. Then I went to Mudra with Maurice Béjart. Then I went with Alvin Ailey. Then I went with Birgit Kulben in Sweden. That's why you're Protasvenska. Then I went 9 years to Holland and from there to Spain. And I've been performing everywhere.
Okay.
And now most of the companies in the world have my work. I cannot tell you, but I mean, just tell me one. No.
That Washington, must make you incredibly Washington, proud.
No. Look, you see, I feel terrible because I'm doing what I love and it doesn't feel like work, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know.
And many times I go home, I just did two ballets, I come from Japan, and then I wake up and I feel like I've done nothing. Because this is the Cristiano, the Catholic, you must sweat to get your bread, you know? But I don't sweat. Everything to me, some choreographers, they ask me for, can you tell me what should I do or some advice? I said, I don't like to give advice, but if your creation doesn't come like a fountain full of water, don't do it. Because to suffer, then do something else.
Yes.
I never suffer creating. I just enjoy it. In my best place is during creation and on stage.
Nacho, we've got music by Chopin now from his Piano Concerto number 1.
Yes.
And you've got Marta Argerich here.
I love Marta. Did you see her documentary made about her daughter?
I haven't, no, but no, that's something to watch.
Beautiful.
I'll make sure I watch it. Let's listen to Marta Argerich. Of the Lento of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1 with Marta Argerich, the beautiful Marta Argerich. And it's moving my guest here because he's singing along. Nacho Duarte. And his production, his own choreography, Remanzo, is one of the features of what Cape Town City Ballet are doing. Breath Words, performed some of them with the Cape Town Philharmonic, and also your ballets with the young pianist Gerard Joubert, who's such a star in this country. Mm. He's accompanying your ballet, isn't he?
He will accompany the Romanzo, yeah. Okay. Like six pieces. Yeah.
Nacho, you know, it's always amazed me how you people, choreographers, select classical music to choreograph. Like you said, you look for music that speaks to you and inspires you. If it's not written originally as a ballet, is it quite easy for you to envisage what you want to do with that music, like with that Bach, for example?
Yeah. The music that I like the most, I would never put my dirty hands on it. You know, I was with Alfo Part in Tallinn, and I was doing one of his pieces called Nunc Dimittis. It was a choir and a soprano. And we were in television, and Alfo Part is beautiful. And I was there, and I said, before the whole thing, I said, "Maestro, excuse me, I have to tell you something. You have to forgive me for putting my dirty hands in your beautiful music." And he took my hands and he kissed them. Like this,
what a lovely story.
Yeah, and then the news opened with Alfo Part. And I told him why. Because, for example, a Misa from Bach you cannot use. Kinder Totenlieder from Mahler you cannot use. You cannot touch it. There are some, I don't know, choreographers that use Requiem of Bach, Fauré, Penderek. It's impossible. You cannot touch, put your dirty hands there.
Yes,
when I was listening to Bach, I was, for more than 1 year, Arte de la Fuga I could, because it was not even finished, and he died doing it, and it's more an exercise, Arte de la Fuga. But I could not do a cantata, or un salmo, Jewish salmo.
I understand.
You cannot touch. And the music that most inspire me, I have to let it go. You can only stay and cry and or jump out of the window. But not the men. What are you going to dance there? No.
Yeah. You've met, by the sounds of things, very famous people. Arvo Pärt, Daniel Barenboim you worked with.
Daniel, yes, of course. And Placido is a very good friend of mine.
Placido Domingo.
Placido is a very good friend. I also worked with Alicia and with Montserrat. I was last time in Montserrat in Mallorca. She was singing with her daughter. Poor Montserrat, she died 2 years ago. We were doing a benefit gala for people with problems with drugs. In Mallorca, and beautiful, you know, it's done all the mantle by Dalí. And it was there, Montserrat Caballé, her daughter, and I was talking some poems and then she would sing, you know. Very nice.
What a beautiful voice she had. A floating quality.
It's an anecdote of verbenas. We had only one toilette. And she says to me, "Nacho, en mi toilette no vas a entrar. You don't come to my toilette." I said, no, I go out at the beach. Don't worry. Because she's a lady, you know.
Of course.
I said to the pig, "How can you put two toilettes? One for her and one for me." But she's
Did you
so
like the other
nice.
Famous Spanish, Victoria de Los Angeles?
I adore her and I adore Teresa Berganza. And you know the day that Victoria de Los Angeles in Chanson d'Auvergne, did you listen to her?
No.
There's nobody more beautiful than Victoria de Los Angeles. And I remember when he died in television. Unfortunately, Victoria de Los Angeles died. And now the football, you know, Madrid against Barcelona. Nothing. In Spain, they don't take care of the artists.
Just, am I right in saying you live in Russia at the moment? Russia.
I live in
home.
Between Russia. I lived three years in Russia, then five in Berlin. I realized I had to go back to Russia. I never left Russia totally when I was directing Deutsche Oper in Berlin. But now I live in between Russia and Madrid, and then all these troubles, crazy troubles.
Okay. We're going to have to stop there, Nacho, because time is against us. Mm. But it's been fascinating hearing you reminisce about all your places you visited, the people you worked with. And what you're doing. So now you've made us look forward to seeing Romanzo.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens on the 25th of March and goes through till the 27th of March here at the Artscape Opera House. The whole piece is called Breath Words, Cape Ballet Africa. So don't miss out on that. And we're going to end with Maria del Mar Bonet. Tell me a little bit about this before we play it.
Maria del Mar Bonet, she's a singer that I met when I was 23. She was living in Barcelona, but her songs are from Mallorca. She speaks in Mallorquí, very similar to Catalan. And she sings songs, most of them, that she looks for and finds out in the countryside. Huh? You know that Mallorca was full of Jewish people, Sefarditas. So she sings like Canso de la Sibila. And then she's been singing with Papandreou, with Irene Papas, con Jos Mustaki, with Jordi Savall. And I use her music, and then this particular ballet won 3 prizes, and then I invited her to sing live. So we became very good friends since then. This has been already 43 years ago, and I made 2 more ballets with her.
Yeah. What's she going to sing for us?
She's going to sing the last song of the ballet, which is called La Canción de Narusha Mantegna, and it's about a woman that she's getting crazy because her husband in the sea in another way, like Rusalka. She's running in the beach because her husband, who was a sailor, died. And she starts to cry like a... this bear. What is this bear? Like a seagull.
Oh, seagull. Yes.
And she says, maybe she will hear my voice, and she will come back to the shore and be with me again. Okay. It's very beautiful. So she has in the voice the color, the strength, and the beauty of the Mediterranean. That she bears in her throat.
I can't wait to hear now. Yeah. Nacho Duarte is my guest. And Nacho, thank you for coming. Enjoy Cape Town while you're here. And looking forward to seeing Romanzo opening on the 25th of March with Breathwords with Cape Ballet Africa.
Já em tempos de maró, a nave triste. cosa, una cal sortir l'endemà i en platja arenosa redor solitari qualcú l'enterrà. No deixa sa tomba la creu d'olivera més lliris de platja a l'estiu i sols i senyala la compatxa lleugera d'ocell
of Note on Fine Music Radio was proudly brought to you by Peter Turin Productions.